or Oregon state's abortion rights, the women of Texas will win it back in 2022. By Trent Baker on August 23, 2022. Tuesday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Democratic Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke declared that women would win back their right to kill unborn children. In Texas, a trigger law that will toughen the penalty on those involved in an illegal abortion is set to begin on Thursday. O'Rourke noted that women of Texas were involved in the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that was used to legalize abortions and predicted the women of Texas would win it back in 2022. If you have a vibrant, thriving democracy, where the right to vote is respected, you do not end up with a total abortion ban with no exception for rape or incest in a state that has one of the highest levels of maternal mortality, three times as deadly for Black women in the country, in the developed world for that matter, O'Rourke outlined. Same is true for our public schools, our failing grid. 13 weeks after Uvalde, and no action from this governor. So, turning out to vote and winning this election in November is the first order of business. He continued, and then ensuring that every woman in the state of Texas can make her own decisions about her own body and her own future is a thing that we have got to be focused on. Working with Democrats, Republicans, independents, the people of Texas, and making sure that women here lead the way as they did in 1973. Jane Roe, of course, a Texas woman, as were her two attorneys, Sarah Weddington and Linda Coffey, who successfully prevailed upon an all-male United States Supreme Court to win protection for the right to privacy to make these very personal and sometimes painful decisions. The women of Texas won that right 50 years ago. The women of Texas will win it back in 2022. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.